That's all I need to know about you.
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 That is all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 at Sienna and Raven. If you don't date anyone older than 25 years old and you're 44, that's all I need to know about you. Have you seen this? This is crazy.
Yeah. So there's a graphic, right? I mean, it's like somebody made a chart, basically.
Somebody did a lot of research about Leonardo DiCaprio, and he has never dated a woman over 25 years old. He's 44 years old now. Now we're not talking like, you know, God forbid, children or anything like that, like people under the age of 18.
Right.
But these are women between the ages of 18 and 25. Mm-hmm. And the minute they turn 25,
right,
he breaks up with them.
Yeah, it's over at that point.
Yeah. You know?
They start thinking about getting married and getting serious, that type of thing, and he's ghost. He's gone.
The worst birthday present ever.
Off to saving another ocean or getting assaulted by a bear, any of those things.
Let me give you a recap.
Okay.
In 1999, Leo was 24. He dated 18-year-old Gisele Bündchen. They broke up 5 years later she was 23.
That's one.
2005, he started dating Bar Raffaelli. Mm-hmm. He was 30. She was 20. That lasted until 2010.
Yeah.
When she reached 25, then he broke up with her.
Yeah, bye.
Yep. 2011, he dated Blake Lively, who was 23 to his 36. And then they broke up. Following year, he hooked up with Erin Heathrin. She was 22 years old.
Wow.
The list keeps going on and on. And right now, he's 44, and he's dating a young lady named Camilla Marone, and she's 21 years old.
Well, yeah. Congratulations.
You got about 4 years left.
I'm sure she's a very mature 21-year-old.
Right. But, like, don't you think it's weird that he dumps every girl when she turns 25 years old? I used to have an old co-host that shall remain nameless, and he had a rule that he would not date any girl over 30 years old.
Right.
And it used to make me mental because right. I used to be like, well, I don't understand.
Dazed and confused, man.
You're 40. Why
love
would
these
you not?
Girls. I get older, they stay the same. They stay the same age.
So right. Weird.
Got one for you here. If you high five and squeal in your accountant's office when you learn you're getting a return, and then immediately, I'm talking like a half a millisecond later, remember that you owe every dime of that and a whole lot more to somebody else, that's all I need to know about you. Take time in your joy.
I'm surprised you didn't, like, burst into happiness tears.
I mean, I almost danced the jig. About. I mean, it's St. Patty's Day coming up this weekend, so yeah. I almost danced the jig.
I'm happy for you.
And then I remembered.
Yeah. If you have a grand scheme to steal the newborn leopards at the Beardsley Zoo and you post it on Facebook, that's all I need to know about you.
Don't mess with my boy Jim Knox.
Don't mess with the rarest cats on earth, because I will come for you.
You haven't heard about this. The Beardsley Zoo just have two of these very rare leopards.
Right.
There's only like 100 left in the whole world.
Leopards, I guess they're called. But they are adorable. But don't steal them. Don't attempt to steal them.
Seriously.
Somebody wants them for their own. I don't know. It's one of my friends.
What, your friend?
Oh, it's one of your friends.
I'm trying to talk him out of it. Don't worry.
Now. Talk him out of it.
Calling the authorities.
All right. If you want to chime in, too. So disturbed. 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Bernard, do you ever feel like people are nervous when you walk into a room?
Yes, actually.
Yeah. So I was just saying to Raven, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven joining us. It's the London medium, Bernard Isley. He's going to be at the Ridgefield Playhouse this coming Tuesday.
Bernard, by the way. Good coat.
Your coat is awesome.
Right. It's the snake skin, by the way.
I love that. That is nice.
But I feel like whenever we have, a medium come on, I'm always a little bit nervous because I don't know what you're going to say about me, the future, my past life, or all that.
Yeah, well, that's the common perception. And also people say, I wonder if he can read my mind. I wonder if he knows what I'm thinking.
Do you know what I'm thinking? Am I thinking something?
Are you thinking?
Well, you know what? Not really. It's not like that. But it's everybody's like a music note. Mm-hmm. We all vibrate at a different frequency. And I like to look really... I've trained my abilities to look at the present day, the future, the spirit world, rather than into people's minds, which is a different vibration again, although I can tap into the subconscious mind, which is linked with past lives, because every past life we've ever had is stored within the subconscious mind. And that's something I like to do sometimes.
He's feeling you.
Yeah.
You're like a tuning fork, and he comes in and he feels your pitch, right?
You're feeling like a music note. You're vibrating at a frequency, and then you're vibrating at a different frequency.
Is she on key? Who's more on key?
Well, she's more of a C, and you're more of an F. You know?
That feels right.
Accurate.
That feels right from moment one.
Yeah. So, you said past lives, and the one thing I've never heard is I've never had anyone tell me what I was in my past life.
Right, you want to know that you were something awesome.
Or maybe not.
Isn't that the vision that we're all looking for, is that we were something incredible in a past life?
Well, yes and no. The reason why I look at them is because sometimes there's like what we call karmic lessons that start in a previous life that affect you today. So sometimes there's a situation that's blocking you today that has occurred in a previous life, like a phobia. So some people are, you know, afraid of fire or whatever, and they wonder why, and it's possibly how they got into spirit in a previous life. For you, it's difficult to tell. The interesting thing is, although I come from London, there is a, for you, there is a very, very strong London connection.
I've always wanted to be a Spice Girl.
Yeah.
I've been saying this for years. I knew it. I knew it, Raven. I knew it.
Well, not quite a Spice Girl. I mean,
they're still alive.
Yeah, that's the other way around, right? Yeah. But seeing more so, like, you know, kind of at the times where it was pretty... In the early days, you know, around the plague. And
oh, it was uptight.
Time, you know,
I was alive in the plague.
Yeah.
Maybe that's time, when you were
around
done.
Around that time, I can see, you know, the little dogs and cats and a big family around you. And you kind of fetching water. I see you fetching water. Your job was to go fetch, you know, little...
Get the water.
For the water, for the family.
Yeah.
You know, go fetch it when he was probably only about 5 or 6 years old. So you kind of... were sent to run errands at a very early age.
Interesting.
I can sort of see you stepping over the drunks and, you know, walking around the people in the street, because obviously it was that kind of time.
Interesting. How about Raven?
I was hoping that I could send you to go get me a water and a sandwich right now.
Very, very different indeed. More of a, you know, he's going to like this. More of a Viking. I can see the hat and the horn.
You're so excited.
You know, absolutely, yeah.
I'm on the ship. Look at me. I'm covered in furs.
So, you know, in his subconscious mind, probably would like to do new things and like to see new places, you know, conquer and all the rest of it.
Look at that. I was a conqueror.
Yes.
This is so lucky.
Yes.
I had to fetch water.
Very bold. Right. Very bold.
All right. If you would like a reading with the London medium Bernard Isley, you can call us right now at 1-800-330-9999. The one thing we ask is that you have your astrological sign ready and one specific question that you would like answered. Again, that's 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Yana and Raven.
Good morning. This is Jesse. I'm a Cancer. I have a court case. Is it going to be finished soon and good?
You have a courtship going on.
Court case.
Oh, a court case.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was about love, but it's actually about incarceration.
Correct.
She has a court case.
No, it's about money. It's about money. It's about money.
Right.
Right.
Hi, Jesse. So,
hello.
This is obviously very, very important to you. And I see the whole situation not being sorted out in one go. I think that you're going to have to do it in two stages. And at the second stage, you will kind of feel that it's not necessarily going your way. You will be outraged at how they can kind of challenge you over issues that won't seem to be necessarily linked with what you're trying to achieve. However, it feels to me as though you will get a successful outcome. And I feel that it's going to take 9 months, 10 months before it's sorted out, but there is a successful outcome. So in the end, it will go your way.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I mean, that's what you want to hear. Right.
Yeah. Thank you for the call.
Yes, great it day.
Is. All right. We're coming up next. We're going to have more calls with the London medium Bernard Isley. If you want to get on, 1-800-330-9999. And if you want a pair of tickets to see him live at the Ridgefield Playhouse this Tuesday, we'll give you a pair of those too. Call us now. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your name?
My name's Holly.
Holly, yes. What's your sign?
I'm a Cancerian.
A what?
Cancerian.
I'm a Cancer.
Okay, you know what that is.
Yeah.
And what's your question for Bernard?
It's just to see if I'm in the right place professionally or if there are any sort of upcoming changes for me in terms of work and things.
Okay, Holly, well, you're in the right place at the moment, but I feel that... you will need to be looking at where you're at in about 2 to 3 months' time, because I feel there's a much better opportunity looming. You will kind of feel nervous about kind of almost letting go of what you'll be focusing on at that time and offending people around you if you take the new option that will be around you at that time. But you will see that it's much better for you once you start to get into it. So I really feel that it's a matter of you staying where you are at the moment, looking out for this new opportunity, not being afraid to go for it with confidence when you do, and I feel you will then absolutely be where you need to be.
Fantastic. All right, thanks so much. Have a good day.
Thanks for holding, Holly. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your first name?
Hi, good morning. My name is Rachel.
Rachel, what's your sign?
It's a Libra.
Libra. And your question?
I just wanted to know, about a year ago, I lost someone pretty close to me, and kind of the way he departed was not the best of ways, so to speak. So I just wanted to know if he's found his peace, if he's, you know, happy and he's good, and I'm pretty sure I've seen some strong signs of him around, so just wanted to check up on him and make sure he was okay.
Okay, can you just say your name one more time to help me with the vibe?
Sure, it's Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. Well, yes. So, I feel that this particular gentleman, I feel he kind of he has found his peace, but I think it was almost like something that couldn't happen until this transcending, you know, into spirit occurred. I think that he had to be able to see things from a distance, and I think that had you have tried to make peace prior to that time, it would have turned into a bit of a disagreement, really, because there was too many loose ends connected with negatives from the past that could have created disagreement between you. However, definitely I feel that he's here. And there's something that there's a kind of a... It's almost like he's trying to say something about that he knew what you did after he went into spirit. He knew that you did something for him that was linked with... kind of like a little forgiveness thing, and like a little gift and a little forgiveness thing, and he saw that afterwards, and I feel at that point, you know, he found his peace and kind of in a way reconciled everything that was bothering him, and he just wished it away that he could say that to you. But I feel that by the very fact that you've been drawn to connect today, and the fact that destiny has allowed you to connect, because, you know, there's a lot of people that might have wanted to, and you just right place, right time. Right. Is, I think, proof of that for you.
Thank you so much. It's amazing. It's on point for sure.
On your website, it says, you see the future, make contact with loved ones, ancient spirits, aliens, and angels.
That's it.
Aliens? You forgot to hang out with Robert Plant. You forgot that, too, from Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, you're like his personal guy, right?
Well, yeah, I've known him for a very long time, yes.
What's the strangest thing you've seen in Robert Plant's house? Just side note for a minute. Nothing you can say.
A spirit with red eyes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah. Is there anything pressing with Raven or I that you should share? Do you feel that?
For yourself, you know, I see like a big celebration later this year, around about November, the end of November, beginning December. And I feel... that there's news connected with someone moving home around that time.
Get out of here.
Yeah, yeah. And there's an older spirit lady here, I think probably your grandmother, that's kind of thrilled because she feels like at that time, it'll be close to the time of a birthday that's closely related to her, and she's going to kind of visit you and give you a feeling as though she's there. So the fact that I mentioned it today will seem a bit spooky then, because you will find yourself thinking, well, that's strange. Now... you know, someone's mentioning her, and it's at this time when I, you know, this whole thing's going on. So it's like a little message for you to say that she's going to visit you at that time through someone mentioning her or showing you a photograph or something like that. And then it will kind of all fit together. So you'll kind of have a combination of those two things.
Oh, I'm really excited.
We should have filmed all of this that way. You know, we could have made some sort of movie or something when that moment happens. You know, would have been in your big moment.
Yeah. Right. Anything for Raven?
Raven, well, let me see.
I mean, I'm already a Viking.
He's already a Viking.
Already
a Viking.
His past life.
How do you top that?
Very difficult.
This is negotiations and contracts and paperwork later this year, but it all looks quite positive because I see you shaking hands with a smile. So something's going to happen that will be linked probably... I think it's to do with your career, but it's like very forward thinking. It's slightly before it should be, but it seems to me as though you're going to be feeling like, well, that's okay. I know.
I might be retiring.
I know that direction. So it could be a golden handshake, you know, we'll see you later, or it could be much better than that.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. If you'd like a reading with the London medium, Bernard Isley. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Amy.
Hey, Amy. What's your astrological sign?
Aries.
And what is your question?
My department is being impacted, so basically I'm going to be losing my job by the end of the year. So my question is, will I find a job quickly, or is it going to take me a long time to find it?
Hi, Amy. Well, what I can see happening for you is that you're going to have to accept a temporary position. That position will hold you over for about 4 to 6 months, and I sense that you'll continue to look for the type of job you really want in the meantime. I then see you getting the job that you do want. But you will kind of be nervous for about 2 months after that, thinking subconsciously that's then going to come to an end. You will feel a little bit like it's the job's too much for you. But go through that early stage of uncertainty, and then you will find that the new job will work out, but you've got to take the temporary one first.
All right, thank you very much.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. You're on with Bernard Isley, the London medium. We need to know your name, please.
My name's Donna.
Hey, Donna, what's your astrological sign?
Taurus.
And what is your question for Bernard?
Okay, my question is, I'm going to have a visit with my attorney this evening. That's been going on for quite some time, and I've been trying to get in touch with him for weeks and weeks at a time. What's the outcome of this evening's meeting?
Why are all our listeners going to court?
Right.
An expensive year. What can I tell you?
In a nutshell, frustrated, because I feel that you will feel that there hasn't been very much looked at in regard to the information you've already sent. But I have to say, this particular representative of yours is very, very good. So I think that although you will feel frustrated tonight and you won't feel that you've been listened to or the information's been looked at prior to it, he will catch up, or they will catch up with it. And it seems to me as though you'll have then some good news in about 3 weeks' time about the progress that's being made. So be careful not to let that frustration create a situation where you get into like a bit of an argument with them, because it could kind of sour the proceedings and prevent you from getting the best possible outcome.
That sounds pretty good. That's starting my morning off well.
See the London medium Bernard Isley at the Ridgefield Playhouse this Tuesday. Get tickets right now at ridgefieldplayhouse.org. Also, you can schedule there to have a private reading with him, too. We got all the info up there. Bernard, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. It's great to be here.
Oh, my God. Could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Karen and Jason joining us together this morning. Karen, let's start with you. What's going on?
I work on Saturdays. That's my most busiest day of the week. And my husband's at home with our 9 and 7-year-olds. And every Saturday in the morning, he leaves them at home alone and, like, runs to the store. He goes to get bagels and stuff. And because he doesn't want to bring them along, they don't want to get ready. They're not good in the morning. And so I think that they're too young to be left alone at home.
You have another baby there, too? I hear, like, a baby in the background.
Yeah, I'm a nanny, so I'm watching the baby.
Oh, all right. That's not your actual baby.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you.
Look, the kids, they don't like to get dressed in the morning. I mean, it's like impossible to even get them out of their pajamas. I put on Saturday morning cartoons on the Roku, and I run out and I get bagels. I mean, I'm gone for maximum of 15 minutes. I mean, they literally don't even get off the couch.
That has nothing to do with it. Like, it doesn't really matter what they're doing. Can't be at home alone. They're too young.
If they're not doing anything, then it doesn't make a difference.
It has nothing to do with what they're doing. It has everything to do with the fact that they're alone. If somebody were to come to the door, or if something were to happen, somebody were to come in or try and break in, how would they be able to defend themselves? It doesn't matter that they're sitting on the couch. They're not
No one's breaking into the house in the... One, it's Saturday morning. It's not the middle of the night. Two, we live in a nice neighborhood. It's not like there's like any break-ins going on. And I'm gone for 15 minutes.
Guys, what we do here is we ask our audience, and we can see what they say. Running out for 15 minutes down the street, is it acceptable or not? Here's the thing, though, Jason. If they agree with Karen that they're too young, then you can never do that again, period. Or if they do agree with Jason, Karen, then you won't give him a hard time if he's just gone for a few minutes.
Yes.
Jason, you're on board?
Sure. Yeah, I just want to say, my brother, when he was 9 and I was 6, he would look after me and we were fine.
All right.
So, yeah, okay, yeah. Like, don't think about robbers for a minute. What happens if they hurt themselves and you're gone?
They don't get off the couch. They just watch TV.
Let's put it to the audience, guys. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Whose side are you on?
Hey, Anna and Raven.
I'm on his side. I think it's probably okay. As long as there's some boundaries for the kids and they're aware of them, they should know not to answer the phone or answer the door. And then something that people don't think about, like probably tell them not to say anything, God forbid, in case they choke. But I think if the kids have some boundaries, that it's probably okay.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
It's obviously going to be her side, the mother's side, because in 15 minutes, anything could happen in 15 minutes. Use your common sense. Is he a dodo bird or what?
Anna and Raven, whose side do you on?
I believe that is too young. Never mind what could happen to the kid. God forbid if the father is to get into a car accident on the way to or from the donut shop.
Right. Yeah, you don't know then what would the kid him up.
Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
The mom's side. This father really needs to look at the big picture. He needs to err on the side of caution. These poor kids are just 9 and 7. They can't think of, God forbid, someone knocks on the door. They can't react quick enough if there's a man at the door. How are they supposed to react? And I don't care if it's 5 minutes or 15 minutes. You can't, God forbid, something happens to his poor precious children.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Back on the Honda of Westport Couples Court, Jason and Karen. Karen, our audience agreed with you. Even if it's just for a few minutes to be unattended, a lot can happen in that time, and they're too young and scared to try to handle it on their own.
Thank you. They can't really put themselves to bed at night. Like, I don't expect them to be able to take care of themselves. I'm glad they agreed with me.
Seems a little prudish of the audience, and I guess we can wait a little bit longer for me to leave them at home alone. But at some point, you know, I mean, when? 10 years old? 11? 15?
Well, you can wait a couple years.
Yeah, well, guys, thanks so much for coming on the show today. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. It's a special year. You want to know why, Raven?
I don't know.
Because St. Patrick's Day falls on Sunday, which means St. Patrick's Day brunch.
Yeah, my wife has been telling me that this was a big thing. Like, I never realized that it was on different days of the week before.
Of course.
What? I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
How do you mean you don't know? It's just like any other holiday. How do you not know?
It does make sense because we've done the Bridgeport Parade and it's been on that very day before. Right. I guess that does make sense.
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. That guy right there is Chef Plum.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
He's Random Acts of Cooking on Only Good TV, free on YouTube. Just search Only Good TV.
My wife's going out to follow the fife and drum coming up on Sunday. And so that means I'm going to have to fend for myself, Chef Plum.
I love how you said fife and drum. I could definitely give you something that people could make. I don't know whether you guys could make it or not.
Oh, fair enough.
You're going to have corned beef and cabbage, right? It's the St. Patrick's Day. You're going to have your corned beef and cabbage. You're going to have your green beer. You're going to get up early because it's brunch. Here's what you're going to make. You guys ever heard of drop biscuits?
No.
Drop biscuits.
Yeah.
Drop it like it's a biscuit.
It's a drop
it like a biscuit. Biscuit.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Drop biscuits are incredibly easy to make. So biscuits themselves, what usually is the leavening, what makes it rise, is the amount of times you folded it and having the fat melt in the biscuit, right?
Mm.
It takes a long time to make it. That's where all those flaky layers come from. Drop biscuits, just the opposite. It's done with a little bit of baking powder and butter, so it doesn't actually have to have a layering process. It's really easy to do. Drop biscuits are just a batter you put together into a bowl, and literally you drop them out of a spoon onto a pan and bake them.
Oh.
Super easy.
It's like a cookie.
Right.
Very similar,
watch
yeah.
my biscuit drop.
Drop it like it's pop.
Drop it like it's a biscuit.
Hot.
Wow. Did I start that? Sorry.
Yep. Of course you did.
Did you buy You're a box sorry. Of the biscuit mix?
No. What? No. You're going to make it. It's easy. It's flour, butter, a little bit of sugar, some baking powder. I mean, these are all things you have in your house. But what I want you to do is take some of that corned beef, dice it up, and a little cheddar cheese, and you're going to fold that into your biscuit batter.
What?
And then when they bake, you have this beautiful cheese and corned beef thing, and they're going to top that with a little fried egg, a little over-easy egg right on top of that. So you got the biscuit, that runny yolk, the corned beef, the cheese. This all sounds amazing right now.
Wait, my mouth is legitimately watering right now. And
drop
I'm so
an
annoyed.
Egg on my biscuit.
Why don't you bring it for us to try?
Yeah.
You know?
We should get a kitchen installed. A couple of burners over here on the counter. Could we do that?
We got into enough trouble the last time we were cooking something in here.
They probably don't want you guys to have fire in here, I'm guessing.
Well, we set off the fire alarms. So right. Not allowed. Yeah.
Was that
I
me?
I don't think it was so much about mm-hmm. the noise and the alarm, so much as paying the firefighters when they show up.
Right.
And they run up inside and they're like, where's the fire? And then they're like, oh, wait. You guys again.
That's hysterical. Right. Well, I'll tell you, it's funny because a lot of times you think of food for St. Patrick's Day. It's kind of boring food, corned beef, cabbage, potatoes. You know, I mean, listen, I love Irish food. You can really get into blood sausage and bangers and things like that, but they're not really known for having great food. But you can take food like this and turn it into something really fun. Like I said, make a drop biscuit out of corned beef and a little bit of cheddar cheese. What's better than that? I mean, delicious. Right away, get you off to a good start. So when you first have that green beer you're going to have, the big one they pour for you, you've got those biscuits in your tummy to absorb all that.
7 a.m. I can't wait to have my corned beef and cheddar drop biscuits with egg and Guinness.
When Ireland tries to get it, you drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When say, Pat, what's your drinking? Drop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot.
Why did you even say drop biscuit? Like, what did you think was going to happen here,
sure.
Chef Plum?
I'm going to
work
sure.
on this song a little bit more, but it's got potential.
All right. If you want the recipe for corned beef and cheddar drop biscuits with eggs so you can serve it at your St. Patrick's Day brunch, we got you covered. Just head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven, or on Instagram, Anna and Raven. Chef Plum, random acts of cooking on Only Good TV. What do you do?
My wife and I actually came up with a couple of years ago. The whole concept is basically using food to help people. The first episode is up. We went to the U.S. Navy, the sub base in New London. We were supposed to cook for 400 sailors, a barbecue. Had a bunch of good friends with me. Other chefs come down, and we went over there, and we ended up cooking for 725 sailors. And Big Green Egg gave us a bunch of green eggs. We left it there for them. It's amazing. And our friend Nick Fradiani, who you guys know, came and performed. It was a really, really amazing time. Random acts of cooking is just using food to do random acts of goodness.
I'm going
to
share your first episode up on our Facebook book as
oh,
well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
did
check it
Nick
out.
Play that grand old crowd favorite? When the Grand Marshal give an attitude, drop it like it's hot, drop it like it's hot.
I'm really questioning my decisions today now.
I mean, you should do that.
Check it out. It's a great episode. And drop biscuits. It's the way to go.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not drinks.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice from my little birthday girl, she turned 10 years old yesterday.
Happy birthday, Hayden.
You can send her an email, hayden@star999.com. I read them to her and she gives her unfiltered advice.
Yeah, she doesn't have a degree, a diploma, anything like that at this point, but she also, as you mentioned, has no filter and she's free to give that advice at any time.
Right. Hayden, today's email says, "Hello, Hayden. How do you catch a leprechaun? We're trying to figure it out for this weekend." From Cassidy and Madison. What do you think?
First, you gotta make a leprechaun trap. What you can do for the leprechaun trap is have four essentials. 1, decoration. 2, kindness. 3, a good box. And 4, you need something to lure him in.
First of all, why do you need kindness?
You can write something kind on the box, like, "Hello, leprechaun, gold inside." So then they won't know you're about to trap them.
All right, and I could understand why you need a box for a leprechaun trap. What kind of decorations would you put on your leprechaun trap?
I'd put, like, green paper, I'd put glitter, I'd put stickers.
Okay, and to lure the leprechaun in, what would you bring?
I'd put one piece of candy, and I'd get a piece of cardboard that's painted yellow to look like gold.
Have you ever caught a leprechaun?
No.
So how do you know this works?
I've watched YouTube.
That's how we learn how to do everything
YouTube.
Nowadays, right?
She's like, leprechaun trap? Ma, I watch YouTube. I have to tell you, every year she makes a leprechaun trap, and every year she's disappointed because somehow that leprechaun gets the candy, and she can't trap him.
YouTube is a good route to go. I mean, I did a brake line on one of my vehicles last year using YouTube. So, yep. I mean, you can learn some things there. I would like to say is that she's a hunter, all right? Mm-hmm. Clearly, Hayden is actually a hunter. I mean, she's talking about baiting the animal with kindness,
yep.
Enticing it, putting some pleasant things in there.
Right.
And then also at the same breath telling you, make sure that it's really, really, really sturdy because we don't want this sucker getting out once we catch it there. Leprechauns, by the way, why does everybody want to catch them? Because they're not pleasant.
Well, that's what I said to her. I go, when you actually succeed and catch this leprechaun.
Right, what will you do with him?
What are we going to do with this thing?
Right.
Right, and she doesn't seem to know. And I have a feeling it's going to involve daddy having to get rid of it somehow.
Daddy, get the rake,
right.
Get the broom handle or something like that.
Yeah.
If you need life advice, email me, hayden@star999.com. Hayden, Hayden, @star999.com. See you next week.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap.
You ought to know, you bought
it. Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Man, are you awake? Yeah.
As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's den.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Abe, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Abe.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, Abe, here's how it works. Raven is walking out of the studio. When that door slams, he can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite Raven back in. Ask him the same five questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
Got it.
Okay. Alex Trebek has resumed taping episodes of his show after his cancer announcement. What show is it?
Jeopardy.
Number two, Johnny Depp's lawsuit against his ex gets nastier as he accuses her of punching him in the face and severing his finger. Who's his ex?
Oh God. Pass. No.
That's okay. Number three, the LGBTQ community is honoring this power couple at the GLAAD Media Awards later this month. They are Blue Ivy, Rumi, and Sir's parents. Who are they?
Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Number four, this seven-month pregnant comedian streaked through a New Orleans park chasing ducks and showing off her pregnant body for a New York Times article. Her new Netflix special, Growing, is going to be out soon. Who is it?
Oh, God. I don't know. Amy Schumer.
Number five, what was the name of the 2011 movie that Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling first starred in together? Steve Carell was also in it, and it's about a divorced man who wants to rediscover his manhood and pick up girls.
Crazy Stupid Love.
All right. Nice job, Abe. Raven, come in.
Yo.
Four out of five.
Five?
Four out of five.
Four out of five's pretty good. I got to be honest, Abe. That's pretty good. See what I did?
Yeah.
Right.
Honest, Abe. I got you.
You didn't see what I did.
I mean, I'm sure he's heard that a million times.
Right, but this is my show, so I can do what I want.
Okay. Number one, Alex Trebek has resumed taping episodes of his show after his cancer announcement. What show is it?
Jeopardy, of course.
That's right. Abe's still leaving you 4-1. Number two, Johnny Depp's lawsuit against his ex gets nastier as he accuses her of punching him and severing his finger. Who's his ex?
I mean, you lost, man. Let it go. Amber Heard.
Amber Heard.
I mean, the only people that are happy about this are attorneys. This is just ridiculous.
Abe's still leading you 4-2. Number three, the LGBTQ community is honoring this power couple at the GLAAD Media Awards later this month. They are Blue Ivy, Rumi, and Sir's parents. Who are they?
It's Beyonce and Jay-Z.
That's right. Abe's still leading you 4-3. Number four, this seven-month pregnant comedian streaked through a New Orleans park chasing ducks and showing off her pregnant body for a New York Times article. Her new Netflix special, Growing, is out soon.
Isn't that Amy Schumer?
You guys are tied at four. And number five, what was the name of the 2011 movie that Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling first starred in together? Steve Carell was in it, and it's about a divorced man who wants to rediscover his manhood and pick up girls.
The 40-year-old virgin?
No.
She's not in that, right? So she's God.
I'm sorry. The correct answer was Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't see that, but I should have seen it.
Yeah. All right, Abe, the good news is that you tied Raven today, and that does get you your own Anna and Raven mug.
Complete with an extra ounce.
Yeah, they're very big.
Awesome. This is Abe from Stanford, and I can't beat Raven.
Abe, you did a great job. Please call back and challenge him again, okay?
Will do.
Reach for the future, Abe. Someday you might be president.
All right. You're so ridiculous. You're so corny. Make sure you're listening at 5:30 to the Cheat Sheet with Kevin Begley today. We'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions.
You know, that's going to burn them all day.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Sprint. Star 99.9.
Oh, I'll tell you something good. Tomorrow is one of Raven and I's favorite days of the year. Mm-hmm. The Bridgeport St. Patrick's Day Parade.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you know what? I'll tell you else something good. The temperatures are going to be in the 50s.
It's going to be a perfect parade day.
We've been out there before when it's been nice, and we've been out there before when it's been pretty chilly.
Right, so we're excited for that. Joining us, it's Grand Marshal Peter Carroll. Are you ready for tomorrow?
I'm ready as I can. Can't be.
So, he's already wearing all green.
He's ready to go. Yeah. I mean, you look the part of the Grand Marshal, you know?
Thank you.
What exactly, like, how do you get selected to be the Grand Marshal? Because we know it's a huge honor.
The Irish community has a committee of former Grand Marshals and people from the business community that they select a person every year. And somebody asked me to put my name in, so I did. And then They unanimously picked me, which I'm very, very honored.
Oh, that's so nice.
Unanimous.
I know.
Huh? I mean, that's like being the closer for the Yankees. Yeah. It doesn't happen very often.
I'm not Mariano
right?
Rivera. But.
I mean, but it doesn't happen very often, right?
Yeah, if you've never been to the St. Patrick's Day Bridgeport Parade, it's interesting because you think like, oh, it's in the middle of the day of a Friday. Mm-hmm. But they come out in the masses, and the parade is huge. Like, I heard 12 marching bands, right?
Correct.
And what else can we look forward to?
We have 10 floats. We have the mummers coming. A lot of school kids are going to also be in the parade. So it's a great, great, great day.
It is. People Peter, get rowdy.
Peter was born for this, NSF. It's, oh, yeah? It's a family affair, right? Were you saying you're the third brother?
I'm the third brother, but I'm one of 11.
Wow.
One of 11? That's a lot.
I mean, that's a numbers game right there. And yeah. We're like, well, they're either going to be grand marshals for the next 5 decades, or we've got a starting basketball team. Oh, my gosh. One of 11.
Yes.
And it's a long day tomorrow, too, right?
It's a very long day. We start at Mass at 8 o'clock at the cathedral with the bishop. And Laurelton Hall Choir. After the Mass, we cross the street to City Hall and raise the Irish flag. And from there, then we go down to a breakfast at the Holiday Inn before the parade. Then after that, we go to the parade and go through the parade. And after the parade, we go back for a post-luncheon.
Right, just a lot of eating.
A lot of eating, but a long day. Long, long day.
It's definitely a good time, and we hope you come and join us. We're trying to grease the wheel so Raven and I can move up in the parade line.
Right. Behind the scenes, we're like, hey,
can we move up?
Now that we know people. Right. You're the first Grand Marshal we've been able to lock down here from the local parade. We see them all out. There's all smiles when we see you the day of, but before, I'm too busy. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, so if you're in the area tomorrow, make sure you come check it out. The St. Patrick's Day Parade in Bridgeport. Step off is at noon. Grand Marshal Peter Carroll, thank you so much for coming in this morning and telling us all about it.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, both of you.